Hello, everyone, and welcome to the fourth round of this ridiculous contest. GGW has come a long way this summer, and we've seen some great highs, but unfortunately, this round was just a bunch of fucking lows. The judges were vicious. We were undoubtedly vicious this round. So, I'm not going to try to pussyfoot around that fucking subject, and I'll get right to the point. Some of you really deserve the comments that I received in my inbox, while others really don't. You know, there were a few that were somewhat over the top, and I don't want to really, you know, push the subject when those who actually tried don't deserve all of the harsh criticism that they received. So, for those people, I got some news. You're gonna, you know, pretty much get me telling you the good news and a little bit of the bad. For those of you that deserve it, be prepared to be thoroughly bitched out, because that's what every one of us did. So, that said, you should all be very scared. I have a Dr. Pepper on my desk right now. That's scary, when I get out a pop to drink when I'm doing this shit. And I'll take a delicious sip right now. Edgar! Congratulations, buddy. You're one of the people who did enough to the point where you're not gonna get a bitch out. But there are some things. Your piece really didn't do it for me. You know, I gave you like 10 minutes of, you know, full review in the last recording, and quite honestly, I was expecting a little bit more. But I did notice that you focused your ideas in this writing piece. You know, it was a lot more refined. It wasn't like, oh my god, it wasn't the jizz on the page that we got the last time. But you broke off the piece at a place that I don't think is really a natural breakpoint. I felt like there should have been more. And I don't mean in the sense that I wanted to read more. It just was a place that didn't leave me with that much suspense. You know, normally when a piece, you know, ends and I want to read, it makes me like, oh shit, this should get like a 13 or a 14. But, you know, this seemed more like I ran out of time thing and not a I'm going to end this piece here, so hopefully Wing wants to read more. I guess what I will leave you with is that when I give you advice that says refine your words, I expect a laser beam back. I want a laser of a piece, a refined beam that will burn shit to the ground. Like, you could point it at a tank and the metal would just, you know, disappear from fucking existence. And this was kind of like, you know, the emergency flashlight with worn out batteries that your parents keep in the drawer. I need more. Also, you know, you had a few sentences that grammatically bordered on a run-on. You also had wrong words kind of thrown in, like breathe versus breath. Breathe's got two E's, just so you know. I did it too, so don't be too, you know, like, oh my god, whatever. But, you know, a simple read-aloud could really help you in that department, you know, just to catch those few little mistakes that we're gonna notice. But ooh, you got bonus points because you listened to last week's comments, and right now you're the first person, in my opinion, and in the other judges' opinions, that have actually fucking done so. I don't think anybody else has really stepped it up a notch. They've just kind of sat there and, you know, listened to the recordings, and, you know, either they deny it, which we saw as the case last week, a bunch of people denied the comments that were given to them, or we saw people accept it and not do anything a fuck about it, which is stupid. And you did something about it. So that spared you from, you know, the tweaked audacity coming your way. But still, I want more. I want more. I want meat. Your piece needs meat. I have the bones. The structure is there now. It's a little bit more refined. Now, you know, I need the juice, the blood, the guts. You know, shit that will make Rachel happy. Just think of it like that. Make Rachel happy. I have to go down my list and see who is next in the hellhole of destruction. Tamcat. As a person who is a subatomic physicist, all I can say to this one is what the fuck. The saving grace of your piece on this one was the wordplay. I like the wordplay. You know, the random little shit that makes you go, ha, that's cute. You know, normally a guy would kind of look at that and go, no, I love that type of shit. You know, you fool around with the words, you make it tweaked out, you're making me happy. But the one problem I had with your piece is it didn't leave me with an image. In fact, the only picture that I did actually take away from this piece was kind of like a cloud chamber where a muon comes in and it just makes a white dot on a black screen. That was about it. So, if you're going to give me 12 lines of poetry, you need to take this piece of advice. Blow my fucking mind. I don't want 12 lines that will make me sit there and say, well, this is pretty good. Look at the wordplay. It's fun. It's entertaining. But it's not quite there. I want to be on the ground crying in joy or agony or whatever emotion you want me to have from the sheer fucking awesomeness that you have given to me. So take your wordplay. Keep it going. It's clear that it works for you. But wrap it around an image that is worth reading. Because that will take you to the top. Empress. Dun dun digga. I like the fact that you put effort into your piece. And I like something that has multiple levels of interpretation. You have meter shit. You have meter shifts and all that. You know, it shows me that as a writer, you've reached the level that you're exploring creatively the realms of writing. Once again, though, the problem that I saw with this is that there wasn't really a point. You had it. It was coming along. I see that you're at the stylistic exploration point in your writing career, but you need to take it and create an image with that. You need to paint the picture, and right now, you're not painting it. So, take the style that you have, which, in my opinion, is excellent, and mold it into something that will bring me in. You need to bring me in. You need to have the draw that will grab people. You know, I think Rachel thought the same thing, you know? You need something that is a little bit more entertaining. She also thinks the heaven and hell angel demon thing is old. we have yet to see people, like, brutally shed blood. So, you know, she says you have the style down, but right now your work is just kind of cheesy, in her opinion. So that works. The imagery is there. You know, you're getting it. It's a vegetarian platter served to a carnivore. That is straight from the mouth of GW. Bia! Ash really agreed with this one. Sappy fantasy world in turmoil type of poem. There are books and movies and short stories that read like this. You need to make your topics more original. However, your style owned, but the entertainment factor really kills you. So, take that, work with it, do what you can, come back. You weren't brutalized. I guess that is what you can take away from this one. Never, you're next. Don't use parentheses, Never. Please. We hate it. We really do. I hate it. We all hate it. We really... It's like just a pet peeve. You know, other people might accept it. Here, there are more things you can use. There are different things you can use. Parentheses, not really a writing tool. It's more of a textbook thing. Also, I think, Never, your problem is that last round you blew us all away. And this round, you didn't really attain that same awesomeness that you did. And it's hard for you to come into this round after last time's beauty and deliver another shocker. And unfortunately, this piece was not perfect. While the imagery was there, it left me wanting more. And I do want more. However, I'll give you props for coming forward with something entirely different and not falling into the cavity known as a rut. What are my problems with this piece? It was not as edgy as your last one, and thus it feels a step back to me and not a thrust forward. You also use parentheses, and I've mentioned God knows how many times in my recordings that I despise parentheses in poetry. Stylistically, there are so many better ways to highlight a section of a poem. However, your piece did well. But I wanted to be blown away again. I wanted the Category 5 hurricane that I know your writing can be, and I didn't even get pushed over by a tropical depression. Long story short, you can do much fucking better, and we all feel the same way. Oh, Oni, you're up next. Oh boy. Let me scroll through here. We're gonna take a nice commercial break on the round 4 contest review while I scroll through all of these fucking word files. I hope you all have enjoyed the contest and are enjoying listening to me babble endlessly as I hit page down as quickly as I can to save us all from the hellhole known as judging. Wow, okay, there we go. Double parentheses are doubly not a writing tool. The words from GW. If someone were 5'5 and 116 pounds, that means they need to eat a goddamn hamburger. I got through about one paragraph before I had to stop. The sentence structure is weak, details about the setting are non-existent, and I really don't want to hear what the different characters look like until you start to write about them. Show them to me, and finally, get a fucking hook. And I would completely agree with that. Congratulations on incorporating music into a piece. I love music. I love putting it in my pieces. If you read MC, I dedicated an entire fucking episode to Don't Tread on Me by Metallica. Unfortunately for you, I never cued track 2. Sorry, but this is just a pathetic attempt. Don't describe your characters in a blur before your pieces, unless you want to write a fucking screenplay. But you set it up as a novel. If you actually want to sit down and bust out the book, then you need to incorporate your descriptions into your work and not put them in some god-awful shit, quote, prologue, end quote. As for the piece of self, you know what, dude? Your sentences didn't have any life. They were dry. Really dry. Actually dry and short, like a crusty turd that somehow missed the toilet. You know, I just walked away. And also, please, for the love of God, fucking spell check. Honestly, this was ridiculous. I've never seen so many pieces in a round that weren't even fucking spell-checked. Ash didn't make it past the first paragraph. It was like reading a shitty fanfic. Why does every person think that the best planned stories have to do with ninjas and Japanese swords? Hey, come on, I like swords, Ash. That's bullshit. Well, no, it's not. This is pretty bad. You do not fucking write up little character profiles before writing a fucking story. When I saw that, I got so angry that I wanted to break my laptop. You're writing a story and you think it's okay and justifiable to tell the reader what your characters look like? What author would ever do that? Do you pick up a book and look for the character description section in the table of contents? Do you even read? Before you ever write another story for this contest, here's a bit of information. Think. Sit down, contemplate your prose, and seriously think if it's good enough to put into the contest. Then read something and see if yours follows a similar pattern. Then read your story again and ask yourself this question. Is this fifth grade shit, or will my adult judges enjoy reading this? Wow. Ash. Damn. Damn, woman. Tay. And your Midsummer Night's Dream. I was really fucking pumped up by your opener. I was like, finally, a piece was given to me that actually has a hook. And then I read it. And I was left thoroughly fucking disappointed. Seriously, is this it? Is this all you can put together for a 1.2 million gold contest? A chance to be in a fucking magazine and a chance to get your shit put on a site that isn't Gaia Online? You know, you started this off with so much chance. But the best thing I could say is, like Vegas, it pissed my hopes and dreams away. Ash writes, there's almost no realism to this. It's like your cheesy wet dream. And seriously, no deadbeat guy ever meets the smoking hot girl and starts making out with her and fucking her right off. That was just awful. She's wanted for killing someone and no one is following her? She's nonchalantly going around sleeping with men and your protagonist doesn't have AIDS yet? Oh wait, she's perfect. She doesn't have STDs. Your story was so inexcusably bad that I can't finish writing up my critique. Rachel writes, Har har, I have night vision. Don't italicize a pun. We get it. Really, we do. Dialogue does not, as far as I know, go in italics. Sexy blonde girls do not let greasy bikers kiss them. People who hang around gas stations like that get arrested for loitering. And when you say someone is blonde, we assume that indeed they are a natural blonde unless otherwise stated. And for kicks, your is not the same as you are. Might want to learn that one. Damn. Aphrodite. Venus. You're up next. This is one of those ones that falls into the category of mixed decision. personally, for me, this was one of the poems that left me pleased. Not elated, but pleased. So it's a good start. Welcome to the contest. You proved that, unlike many of the people who submitted this round, you are not incompetent. Yet, when I finished, I wanted more. Give me something that will knock me out of my fucking seat. You had a great start, but you need to dig deep within yourself and throw something into my face that will make me say, Hall of fucking perfection. And right now, you're just walking up the steps. Ash writes, this was an interesting poem. It's different than a lot of things that I've read here, but not individual enough. I feel like the point that you're trying to make is similar to a lot of poetry I've read from young adults. There is an angsty undertone, but you just did something different to try to hide that aspect. It's an honest effort. I enjoyed the read, but it just needs more from you. There were a few errors she noticed. Be careful when you use semicolons, and watch the tone of your poem. She can't really say that she's entertained. She liked some of the word choice, yet she finished the poem feeling like I only ate half a meal. So, we pretty much are in agreement on this round. Rachel writes, parentheses are not a poetic tool. Numbers should be really spelled out, especially 10 because it's only 3 keystrokes. Actually, generally any number between, you know, like 1 and 10 is normally spelled out. Some people go up to 20. Might want to keep that in mind. To her, it didn't grab her, didn't have interesting imagery, and it felt choppy and didn't really keep rhythm. So, Aphrodite, good start. You can do better. We'll expect you back with some mad school shiat days. I'm sorry, girlfriend, but this one just didn't do it for me. The whole time I was sitting here feeling like I was caught in some twisted cross of Indiana Jones with National Treasure in which the action is sparse and most of it occurs around a coffee table. Your writing, as usual, is beautiful, but this piece developed quite slowly for me, and in the end, it left me feeling blah. I think you need to sit down and focus on how, you know, to put more life into your sentences. You write these long pieces, but when you just look at a cross-section of the piece, there isn't a whole lot of juice to the meat. You don't have to have every sentence be filled to the max, but in this case, you spread it out too thin. I mean, anybody can look through the writing contest forum and see that you're in a lot of places. You're writing a lot of things for a lot of people, and you know what? Now it's starting to show. This one was really, I mean, really spread thin. I'm a butter liker. I like putting butter on my bread, and this one just didn't have enough. GW writes, hook. There was no hook. Grammatically well written as always, but a psychic detective is getting to be a tad overdone. Not as overdone as the demons, angels, God, and the devil, though, so creativity score is higher than it could have been. Honestly, though, there was so little going on and so much dialogue that I lost interest. Kill Bill and the interwebs ate my attention about a page and a half in, and I really did try. My challenge still stands. Write me an action piece. It might do you some good to step out. Ash writes, you really like psychic stories, huh? I'm fine with them too, but this story really gave me no hope for Z. I couldn't even imagine him as being in my head. He's a dry character, his relationship with Evelyn was fake sounding, and all the dialogue was monotonous. I'm sad about how dull this piece seems because I always look forward to your stories. I just can't finish it. I got maybe halfway through and saw no improvement in the story, it just drags, and I wasn't going to waste another minute reading it. I don't care that much about the story or the characters to see how it ends. Zero. Zero, zero, zero. You live up to your title of wordsmith, man. Your shit flows from my mouth with a beat and a style that hasn't come this way in four fucking ever. I'm trying to think of a way to describe what doesn't sit right with me in this piece, but it's kind of like this, and honestly, you might take it as a compliment. The way you lay out your words have a beat, and I love beats, but it didn't create an image when I read it. You had this fluttering line of just mystical bewilderment, and in the end, your words were juicy, they left my mouth watering, but I didn't have a plate to put the steak on. Ash writes, I think I've said it before, but I'll say it again. I think it's phenomenal how you wrote this poem. The alphabetical alliteration really impresses me because it takes a lot of skill to pull it off. Obviously, you're a fine poet, but this is really out there. Just seeing it made me jump for joy on the inside. It feels really great seeing new things in this contest. People could learn a lot from you as a writer. That said, this is definitely original and highly creative. On the other hand, though, Rachel brought up a good point, and that anybody can really put together a alphabetical alliteration piece. She did it. It's done. Well done. Stylistically consistent, but it just wasn't all that entertaining to her. So, that's pretty much how it rolls. Mustang Dragon. I will give you props for giving me a haiku. You definitely busted out some new shit that this contest has ever seen, and you earned some bonus points for it. However, the piece itself made me feel like I stepped into the world of a schizo. I just feel like the beauty of the haiku is using something really simple to convey big meanings, and your piece didn't really convey anything to me. I did an experiment, I am the physicist, so I took your stanzas and I used the same words and I scrambled the shit in a different way, and I pretty much came up with crap with equal or more meaning to me. So, you raised the bar, but at the end of the day, you still need to give me more. Because if I can take your words and scramble them around and get something that is just as good, you need to take it up. Rachel writes, congrats, you kept a haiku. However, the lines are broken up so one description ends, then another starts and doesn't finish until the next line, and it makes the poem choppy. Haiku should be smooth and portray a complete description. Some word scrambling and editing would have made this a lot better. Ash writes, the beauty of haiku is that you only need one stanza to get the point across. It's interesting what you did here, but ultimately it just didn't work out. A lot of your stanzas just sound awful due to the restrictions given by the haiku format. The further the poem went on, the worse it got. What you were expecting and what you came out with are not the same thing. You failed at your attempt, but because it's so different, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. All in all, I didn't like this poem. It's not because of the way it was written, but because of the topic, so to speak, was bland and boring. Haikus are supposed to be relaxing lessons about different things. You twisted it and made it a nasty thing that I didn't enjoy. Better luck next time. Battle Fries. You dodged a bullet on this one just because other people kind of gave you flack for this, but I really like this. I like this piece. The girls didn't agree with me, but I think, you know what? Fine. You want to use dialect? Congrats. You pushed the borders of the grammatical boundaries, but I'm always pissing and moaning about the edge. So, congrats. You pushed it. There are a few grammatical problems aside from, you know, the dialect that should be corrected. Run-ons and a couple punctuation mistakes. But at the end of the day, I walked away from this and I was entertained. Rachel, however, thinks you need to have more narrative. She doesn't want to be disappointed. She was really expecting more. She was expecting a real story, an actual story, I guess, in the story itself, and then didn't get it. So total lack of narrative kind of tweaked her brain. And Ash just thought you put minimal effort. So this is a mixed bag. So sorry. That's just how the cookie crumbles. Selena. This was a piece that stepped up from the bottom of the pile, but I'll be honest with you, for the most part, I almost walked. You put together a solid poem, it was decent, it would make a fine piece in, you know, like, an internet collection of poetry, but it's just not edgy. There was no push. You need to push to the next level, and that's what's missing now. I feel like you could have done much more with this piece, but you didn't. You're new here, so I know you don't know how I run things, but I'm not looking for mediocre pieces. I'm looking for shit that will blow my fucking mind. Distressed Princess. Where the fuck was my snooze button? I was really, really hoping that you would enter a piece last round. And now that I know that you haven't been listening to my recordings at all, my sympathy for you has officially gone down the toilet. I've just been wondering which poem was the fluke, the one that was great or the one that sucked. And now I know the truth, the great poem was the fluke. This piece was quite honestly one of the most conceited and pointless pieces of shit that I've ever read. You obviously care what other people think because you enter fucking contests, so it doesn't even make sense. It also was written in such a colloquial style that barely lifted me above a level I'd expect from a 7th grade prompt. And God forbid you might be claiming that quote of yours, but honestly, I've seen a lot more elegant shit that says the same thing. So my only question left is, are you done? Because I need to see something from you that is worth reading again. You gave it to me in round one, but this was just total fucking shit. Ash writes, no, 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 just stop. If I knew that this was going to be your entry when you posted it, I would have raised a huge red flag and told you that you were wasting your time. You actually think this is entry material? You think a dialogue about how particular and special you are is going to give you any points? You sound like a self-righteous bitch preaching about how amazing your writing is and how people think you're just bee's knees. Realistically, this piece just shows you how awful you are at doing a bunch of shit, which is developing ideas, developing sentences, using correct spelling, being interesting, writing, knowing how to write and anything about grammar, and thinking. Please, for the love of God, never write anything like this for this contest ever again. And GW, of course, ripped you for parentheses. They are not necessary. Let me spell it out for everyone. Flow is important in a piece. And now to the actual critiquing. This was missing a lot. Like something interesting. It comes off as narcissistic, and also, tinny is not the same as tiny. I read the bit about the wind and thought about tin particles ripping through skin. A wind comprised of shredded tin would rock, but I'm pretty sure that's not what you were going for. And an error like that can throw a short piece off completely. Finally, if my dreams were created into my reality, I'd commit suicide. Just a side note, but not in parentheses. Story short, give me some real writing. Distorted image. What the fuck was this? Boring. That's what it was. Boring in terms of entertainment value. Also, take some advice from me. Don't fucking write in all caps. Once again, I come across a person that needs to learn to hit F7. This is ridiculous. Show some pride in your work and take the time to edit it. That many errors in this length of a piece is just unacceptable. Aside from the grammar Nazi shit, let's get to the deep point. You need a hook to draw the reader in, and there's nothing. Absolutely nothing to draw the reader in. And by the end, I walked. I don't want to read about angsty goth kids who hate the world because their writer hasn't figured out the human nature isn't a pile of shit. This piece was the very definition of emo in my book, when your main character hating everyone and thinking he's the exception to the rule. When you grow up, if you're still writing, you'll realize how stupid this story sounded. A few pointers, big words don't compensate for the shit you produced. Only high schoolers who haven't realized the world is really a big place think that everyone is a maggot deserving to be stepped on. Real adults can see that the world is a pretty good place, and that no one is out to get them. Also, Seth sucks. Make a better character. GW writes, I feel like I've read this before. It rings a bell. I feel like I've seen it in a thread in a chatterbox. This story is just not well written. The transitions are terrible and there's no real point. The descriptions are weak at best. Lastly, maggots consuming something in matrimony is terrible phrasing. I got the image of a larval fly in a wedding dress. You know what? Now I'm gonna fuck this up. I'm gonna fuck this person's name up really horribly. And Quanfin? Maybe that's how it is. Quanfin. I have no idea. But either way, this was another poem that kind of sat half and half. For me, I like the different levels. At first, I was like, oh, fuck no. It's a poem about a cat. But then I saw that, you know, that you had the deepening layers going on. So to me, that was nicely done. The one thing that I would like is for you to push the edge further, because Ash looked at this and was like, holy fuck, poem about a cat, I'm done. Rachel liked the piece, so you're sitting in that half and half point, but I think what you need to do is you need to sit down, take what you're doing, take the multiple levels that you've established, and actually make something that is like deep and heavy and edgy all at the same time. You need the trifecta going on, the trident of writing awesomeness. So, long story short, you're getting there, welcome. Come back next round and blow us away, please. Select revenge, delete you. I don't even have anything to say to this. I do. This was the worst piece. Well, actually, it was the second worst piece I've ever received in a contest that I've ever hosted. And also, it was the second worst piece that I've ever read in my entire life. In the English language, we capitalize the pronoun I. You know, I was sitting here and I read this and I was just like, I could give this a 5 in entertainment because it made me laugh from sucking so bad. But I won't, because that would be a waste of time. And I've already wasted enough time reading this piece. And I only read to word number 3. So that says a lot if I wasted my time with 3 fucking words. You're not ready for a contest. Quite honestly, you don't know how to write at all. I don't know. I like, what the fuck? What the fuck is this? You didn't spell check? You had more fucking errors in a piece than... Jesus. I've seen people misspell because. And this was close. Ash is now going to kill a baby because of you. Do you know what I just did? I was skimming over what I had left to critique and saw so many spelling errors in this piece that I had to vent my rage to you. You make me so angry that I think I may just skip critiquing the rest of your entry. Wondering why? Now I'm going to put this in big caps so you get the point. Ready? Use fucking spell check, you sorry excuse for a writer. Is this a foreign concept to you? For fuck's sake, MS Word underlines the misspelled words in red. Red. Fucking, you know, the squiggly lines? And to top it off, this gets 1 point in the entertainment category because reading this made me want to laugh out loud in a crowded restaurant. I wanted to stop reading after the first 2 sentences, but you know what? It was just that fucking funny. And after all that, here's a message for all of you, and for people who are thinking about this contest. I am more than willing to help you. I am more than willing to critique your shit. The judges here, we're nice for the most part. You know, if you come in and you talk to us, we'll answer questions or whatever. You know, we'll talk to you. The people in this contest are very helpful. Most of them have been around for a long fucking time. Days? 1 GGW last year. Never put up the first perfect score in this contest. 0 has been a WC regular since before I have probably been on the site at all. So, pick people's brains. Feel free to, you know, challenge yourselves to write something good. But if you are going to hand over to me an unedited, ridiculous piece of shit, I can guarantee I'm going to roast you in these recordings from now on. I've been fucking nice as, you know, fucking flower-carrying angels for the last 2 fucking years. I've crapped rainbows for people whose entries have just blown hockin' balls, and now I'm tired of it. I really am. This round just... finally did it. It pushed me over the edge. If you are entering a piece that you do not think is your absolute best, do not fucking enter it in the first place. Take the time to go to the main writers forum and get it beta read. Take the time to post it here and say, will you guys help me out with this piece? Because most of the people here will. But if you send it to me and say, this is my entry, and when I grab it at the very end, just so you know, I don't actually copy the entries over until the deadline. So if you submit a piece and you want to change it 2 weeks later and the deadline hasn't come yet, feel free. But if I come back and I just see an unedited, mangly piece of shit, then I'm going to kick your fucking asses. And that said, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!